As part of our continuing coverage of innovative community college programs, we visited Walla Walla Community College in Washington. Walla Walla has a unique partnership with Washington State Penitentiary and Coyote Ridge Correctional Center to educate inmates and get them ready for life on the outside. Miles Johnson is a graduate of the program. He obtained his associate's degree, an HVAC certificate, and a graphic design certificate. Miles says he's happy to be free of his old cycle of drugs and crime, but the School of Hard Knocks, he says, did not quite prepare him for the challenges of the classroom.
It was kind of daunting at first. I hadn't done a lot of math for a while, other than basic math, so I had to do pre-algebra before I could start the college courses.
Who helped you with that?
Myself.
Right. Did Walla Walla basically say, well, you know, get up to speed or you're out, or was there tutoring? I mean, how did they show they were committed to your success?
Well, they did offer the classes. They offered a pre-algebra class, and it was a really good teacher, made sure everybody knew what was going on and was up to speed.
Does the prison help you focus, or is it distracting?
Well, of course there are distractions, but there's a lot more spare time. You've got choices. You could go to yard and stand around, or you could study your homework.
How well have you done? Where are you at this point?
I've been out of prison since March of 2014, and I have not committed any crimes. I have been on supervision with no problems. I kept one job for 15 months. I recently moved to another job, and I'm about to move to a better job from that one while I wait for my number to come up in the HVAC union.
That's the heating...
Heating, ventilation, air conditioning.
Great. And so your training at Walla Walla helped you in that trade and in other general knowledge?
Yes. I completed the associate's degree, and then I started the HVAC certificate course through Walla Walla Community College. That is what got me into the union, and I just had my interview for apprenticeship on Monday.
And the fact that you've been convicted of a crime and have done hard time for it, this wasn't a problem? So many people say that the moment a prospective employer finds out about your background, that's it, it's over.
It depends on the employer, really. The union seems to be more focused on who can keep themselves together long enough to get through the process. I mean, I was working a low-wage job for 15 months because I couldn't find a better job where criminal history was an issue or wasn't an issue.
How did you hold yourself together? Because you really have had to have your eyes on the prize. You're a real job, union, in HVAC, in a trade that you know, and, you know, getting free of, you know, parole and supervision.
Well, I learned a little bit about patience, not just in school, but in prison. You know, nothing comes quick or easy. You've got to work for it and wait for it to pay off. And I know it'll pay off. I know I have the intelligence and the knowledge to make better wages. It just takes a minute to find them.
What's it like on the outside?
It's great. I stay busy all the time. I like to make things, fix things, improvise things. I keep myself really busy, and I enjoy that. It's a lot different than having nothing to do.
So many ex-cons describe the reinsertion into the community as traumatic because they're sort of left at the gate, you know, with a couple bucks in their pocket and hop on a bus and that's it. And it sounds like your transition was different and that maybe the Walla Walla Community College program helped with that transition. Can you explain?
Well, college was an opportunity that I found after deciding to change. And it didn't change me, but it helped me change. And that change gave me the ability to work through all of this. I also was sent to work release before being released, so I was able to find a job in the community before I was actually in the community completely. I still had to go sleep in a state facility. So that smoothed my transition because I was released already employed and already working. I was able to find housing before I was released. So it wasn't really a being dropped off type of thing for me. You know, that made it a little easier on me. But this was not my first time in prison. I've been to prison 3 previous times, and that didn't work out, obviously.
What's your mistake of choice?
Well, I had a lot of drug problems, and I was stealing cars to support my habits.
So you're clean now?
Yes.
And you've got a job?
Yes.
And who's your biggest backer?
Well, my mom and my girlfriend. They support me 100%.
How important was it to realize that walking out of the prison, or, you know, looking around you outside of the prison, that there were really options, that the community wasn't just saying, you know, get lost?
Having the education kind of gave me it felt like a boost. You know, it gave me an extra card in my pocket. I could say, you know, I spent 7 years in prison, but I spent 5 years of those 7 years getting education, not just sitting around waiting.
What's your advice to young people with no patience coming into prisons like Walla Walla, who maybe aren't looking at the bulletin boards and looking at the flyers?
Well, look around at who you're there with. Look around at the older people that are there and have been there over and over. That's your retirement option. You can look at the flyers, or you can be one of those old guys. I was getting there, and I decided I didn't want to be there.
What advice would you give the young Miles Johnson, who might have had a chance to take a step down a very different road a few years ago?
I think I would have told him to realize that he was worth more than what he was doing.
And where'd that message come from?
My mother always told me that. She knew I was worth more than what I was doing. I was better than what I was doing. I mean, I've heard it before from counselors and a few figures in my life.
Does the community college, just by virtue of being available to you, also say that, you know, if you're going to take a chance on yourself, we're here?
Absolutely. They can't make you take classes. Nobody wants to be forced into doing anything, but it's great that the opportunity is there for the people that realize the value of it.
Can you remember anything a professor told you, a teacher told you, any relationship that you developed that really feels like a positive thing that you could, you know, tell other people who are listening about, who might be looking at some hard time?
I can't think of one teacher that I would say was bad. They all had good advice, and they all cared about our futures, it seemed like.
You would advise that people who are afraid, that think they're too dumb to go back and study math again and science, you would advise them that, no, actually, there are people there to help you.
Yeah. The teachers in my classes made sure that you understood it. And if you didn't understand it, they showed you a different way. When you're in school, it's a lot different than when you're in the cell block. People actually help each other, and they let differences sit on the side. And that's another good thing about the schooling, is all of us communicated with people that we wouldn't normally communicate with in the regular prison settings. I like learning. In middle school, I was in advanced classes, and I started skipping a class because I didn't want to do an oral presentation. And I got put back into regular classes because of this. Instead of being flunked, I just got put back into regular classes. And at that point, I was relearning everything I had already learned in the advanced classes, and kind of gave up on school, used that as my excuse not to want to do it anymore, and got my GED instead. That's about where I lost my joy of learning for quite a while. And once I got back into it, I realized I really did like learning new things. I was given that opportunity, so I used it as much as I could. I got my AA degree, and I got a certificate in HVAC, and I also got a certificate in graphic design.
And it was all because of you were too nervous to give an oral presentation?
Yeah, I had public speaking problems.
Do you realize you're talking to about 2 million people right now?
Yes, I do.
So I guess you're over that one.
I'm here.
Oh, your voice was quivering a little bit at the beginning, but you're doing fine now.
Well, thank you.
All right, Miles. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's good talking with you.
Miles Johnson is a Walla Walla Community College graduate and proud holder of both HVAC and graphic design certificates.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.